WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, Lakewood School Board member Moshe Newhouse has been given amnesty from criminal prosecution after admitting he received Medicaid benefits over a three-year period that he was not eligible for. Sources who talked to the Asbury Park Press reported New Jersey Comptroller Philip Degnan said last year, the amnesty program participants must make full restitution of all improperly received funds, but Newhouse reportedly wound up only having to pay 50% of the restitution that he owed. 11 days before Newhouse signed up for the amnesty, he bought a $500,000 home. There's more on the story at nj1015.com. The Department of Justice is reviewing how the Cumberland County Jail handles inmates' mental health issues after several suicides recently. There have been six suicides in the past 4 years at the jail. A card distributed to inmates by the DOJ asked for information about the jail's mental health care. The card says investigators will look at mental health screening and care, classification, and housing and supervision. Jersey's poverty rate is low, but a new analysis of census data shows there are still 882,000 residents considered poor. The Anti-Poverty Network of New Jersey says our high cost of living puts extra weight on those struggling financially, and plenty of Jersey's poor are working.
A little more than 62% of poor families did have at least one person working in the home at least part of the year or part-time.
Their report shows another 2 million residents are considered near poor. Well, the bad news for Senator Bob Menendez is that 52% of likely voters view him unfavorably in the latest Quinnipiac University poll. Still, polling analyst Mary Snow says 51% support him in the election in November, enough for a 7-point edge over Republican Bob Eugen.
What voters are signaling is that they're not particularly fond of Senator Menendez, but they're going to vote for him because he's a Democrat.
Snow says Menendez's support among women and non-white voters have him in the lead. Seton Hall University is reminding students to be civil to future Catholic priests. Seminarians at Seton Hall have been the target of expletives and insults as a result of the priest sex abuse scandal. In a letter to the campus community, interim president Mary Meenan wrote, "It is unacceptable and cannot be tolerated."
Hey there, Alexa users. Bob Williams here from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow. We're trying something brand new this week, the New Jersey Traffic and Weather Weekend Show, a preview of the forecast and of the traffic issues that may get in your way this weekend. You can listen to it every Friday right here in your Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing or on the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page. Enjoy.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com. Hey there, Alexa users. Bob Williams here from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow. We're trying something brand new this week, the New Jersey Traffic and Weather Weekend Show, a preview of the forecast and of the traffic issues that may get in your way this weekend. You can listen to it every Friday right here in your Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing or on the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page. Enjoy.